darkest memories. Too high up for heartless energies. Let's sparkle industries infinitely. List of the ultimate benefits free. Confine the darkness that's shadow boxing. The lines are artless, just aggro squawking. Cash flows clotting, but we're robotting. Tech slaves run, but oil's a false plotting. On beats in more pockets than congressmen. Alcatraz a bitch, mine the strongest pin. I use it to shut down private prisons and never let them deny this vision in all areas. Break all barriers, and immunity can be scarier. Touch. You ain't used to being high, this much. Been on a fight, shit, propriety, offices. Prime office, simple rhymes, people fly, this is. The stylishness is unparalleled. The great uniter make errors meld. This is all real, no fairy tales. Let's strip it down to the bare details. A simulation for simpletons who always find ways to get pimped again. By cinemas, venomous stimulants, cult and temperance. Each of them resents, but can't lend 2 cents. When it matters most, they be lift shattered. Hopes to tatter of boast. Most spend their whole life stuck in suspension. Let's rise up now, we're making ascension.
Show. Oh no, they went woke. That's what I'm calling this one. Thought of the name. You'll see why. Oh no, they went woke. So boomers, one of the main sustenances for boomers, this is a life hack that boomers have developed, is bootlicking. Boomers love their veterans, their police. Anyone with the authority, you know, they just slurp up that boot juice, you know, that's what they do. So, yeah, I don't know. It's amusing to me because, like, I think my generation and the generations after us are the most, like, probably some of the most fuck the police generations, honestly. Oh, man, I messed up with the monetization thing. Can't curse. F the police, I should say. So anyway, yes. Well, I'm not monetized right now. I'm going to get monetized again, and then I'm going to get demonetized. Anyway, that's boring. Let's not get into that. So I got yelled at by a boomer for interrupting Veterans Day parade. But here's the thing. So Upland is developing. Upland, California, you know, it's a little place nestled under Mount Baldy and the rest of that mountain range. Upland, California, next to Ontario. Actually used to be part of Ontario. Fun fact, maybe not so fun fact, a lot of y'all don't even know where Ontario is, probably, so probably really don't give a fuck where Upland is. So I'm in Upland visiting my brothers, you know, and parents. And this Veterans Day parade is at 11. It's at 11 on 11/11. That was pretty woke of them to do that, honestly. But so they're, for whatever reason, if you're in Upland, if you know Euclid, right? I'm gonna try to put it into words that you could understand if you're not from Upland. Imagine like the biggest street in the middle of the city, of your city, being shut down at like fucking 7 a.m. for an 11 a.m. parade. So I'm trying to get to this place on Foothill. I'm trying to get over there. I already can't go through because that part of Euclid shut down. So I got to go down a little. Then they got like this cone, which apparently was supposed to keep people from turning that way. So I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I'm not gonna be messing around over here and like miss where I'm trying to go over these silly, like random cones that you're putting up. So I go and there's a boomer and he starts yelling at me. I don't even know what he's saying. He's just like, mom, 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 I don't even know what he's saying. Something. He's just booming at me. And I'm just like, man, I know y'all like to be early to everything, but it's 7 a.m. Like, the parade is until 11 a.m. We don't need to shut the streets down right now. It's not necessary. I could see if it was like 10, you know. Well, really, though, is that necessary? Shut it down at the time, you know. 10:30. I don't even think 10 is necessary. So you're doing this like 4 hours early. Like, what's going on? And it had already been there a while. They had like cops on every block, like with their lights on, keeping people from going. It's either that or the cones. It's weird. They decided to protect. Some of them is like cops in the way. That would have been clear. It's not that clear when there's a random cone and I don't see you, and then you pop out and start yelling at me. I'm just like, what is going on? Sir, what is going on? I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't realize that we were going to be shutting the streets down at 7 a.m. for an 11 a.m. parade, you know? So I'm sorry for interrupting your boomer parade. I didn't mean to. It's not my fault. I didn't know. There's no need for that. So anyway, yeah, it was just silly. So I'm the first one in a long time in my family, like several generations, to not join the military. Like, my cousin did, you know, my dad's dad did, my dad's dad did, you know, and back, you know, so on and so on. They joined the military, you know, and I don't really support war in general, but I feel like these particular wars are trash. It's like, I don't really want to kill Palestinian kids and stuff like that, you know, like, I want to do that. They didn't do anything to me. I mean, the Palestinians I met have been cool, you know? And okay, the Jewish people I met have been cool too. So I'm not, don't think I'm taking a side Palestine. Let me not do that. I'm gonna get demonetized. I'm gonna get taken off. Not even demonetized. They're just gonna take me off. Man, my arms look long. Can you tell I played basketball and I box? My arm looks like ridiculously long. What is this? Anyway, you know how hard it is to put muscle on these arms? Ooh, I got some muscle on there. So hard to put muscle on these like long ass arms. This is ridiculous, bro. Why are my arms like this? Anyway. But yes. I'm still getting used to the video element. I know it's been almost a year. I'm still getting used to this video element of this. So bear with me here. But yes. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm the first one in a while. I feel weird about that. Like, part of me was like, should I join up? Like, should I keep the tradition going? But a bigger part of me was like, hell no. Nah. Like, these wars have been particularly dumb, man. It's like, they sent us to Iraq, and it's like Iraq wasn't even really like involved in September 11th. Why are we going over there? So we're in like Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, it took them forever to find Bin Laden. They finally, I don't know when we'll never know when they actually found him, but they reported it during Obama's presidency. So it took at least like 8 years to find that motherfucker. Damn, I'm cursing too much. I'm realizing that. I gotta watch that for future reference. But oh well, right now it's fuck them kids, you know. It's really not. I love the kids. I have no problems with the kids. I'm just being funny. Well, attempting to be funny. Bear with me here. But yes, so speaking of the kids, do kids get Veterans Day off because of all the school shootings? It would make sense, you know. I mean, they've seen more action than most soldiers actually have. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense. I thought about it. I was like, why do they get Veterans Day off? Those little bastards ain't veterans. But then again, they kind of are, you know. You go through enough school shootings, it's like, yeah, this is comparable for sure. So, shit. That's a dark joke. I thought it was that's a good one though. Come on. You got to give me credit for the writing of that. That's pretty good. Come on. Come on, bitch. Anyway. What am I doing? I just got like infatuated with like how ridiculous my proportions look. I didn't realize I looked like this. Nobody told me I look ridiculous. I look ridiculous. I just look so long. What's going on? Got Victor Wimbenyama body over here. Like, what? I'm not that tall, but I mean, yeah. I think he's actually like a full foot taller than me. That motherfucker's tall. And here we are, less than 10 minutes in, and I've cursed like 5-6 times, I think. Oh, well. Too late. I'm not monetized anyway. What I would hate is if I get it back and then like they go through the videos again. And it's like, oh, you cursed here. Sorry. We're going to demonetize you again for like a year. Like, what? What? But anyway, yes. But, yeah. We got to end the school shooting. So that's ridiculous. I don't understand how we're having school shootings still. Like, how does that happen? How do we allow that? You know, like, I don't know. I guess they got to do a better job of like checking in. Cause like, how does it get to that point? You know, somebody got to let them in. Schools are pretty locked down, you know, like they, in general, they're pretty locked down. So when there's school shootings, you got to figure like somebody slipped up there. It's pretty locked down. Any school. I mean, I shouldn't show that logos and all that. Right. I don't know. I'm not monetized anyway. Sue me. There's no money being made here. There will be soon. There was some being made. They wanted to play games. Whoever owns YouTube now. But anyway, yes. But I do want to, in all seriousness, I do want to thank the veterans for their service. I'm not pro-war, but I recognize your sacrifice, you risking your lives. I think it is noble in a way. You have helped like keep our freedom and all that. So you should be appreciated. You should get the day off. My dad doesn't get the day off on Veterans Day. He's a veteran. Like, that's wild. You know, like people who never served get the day off and he's like going to work. Like, it feels wrong. I don't know. Just feels wrong. He gets bitter about it. Like, I saw him that day. He's like, happy Veterans Day and Marine Corps birthday, because he was in the Marines. I'm like, yeah, happy Veterans Day. But he really should get it off. It's like kind of ridiculous. All veterans should get that day off. Like, that's fair. I feel like that's more than fair. But anyway, yes. But thank you for your service, for Dad. My grandpas, my great grandpas, everyone. I thank you for that. So you put your life on the line for the United States. And I mean, really, war a lot of time is just protecting rich people's money. But still, it's like you're fighting for what you believe to be a noble cause. So I give you credit for that, you know. And I mean, not everybody who serves in the military fights, so that's a thing too. Can't generalize like that. If you identify as a soldier. Okay, let me stop. I'm like, I'm doing harm now. Like, I started well. Now I just seem like a dick. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. Really, I thank you for your service, truly. Yeah, and So this is like not much of a segue, but Crazy Cokey has reemerged from what I can only surmise must be a coke-fueled fugue state. You know, I think she, maybe some of the brain fog cleared. And she doesn't seem to have changed at all, Crazy Cokey. So she added me on Snapchat, right? And she was a suggested friend, so I added her. I was like, okay. Like, I actually know multiple people with the same name. It's not that uncommon of a name, you know? And I figured, okay, this might be this other girl. Nope, it was her. So, added her. And she had a story about Four Loko, which was about like how the original mixture, the original recipe had like, let me think. I know it had like its equivalent to this much coffee and this much alcohol and this much of this. And like, she said like how it messed her up. It was like one of the worst experiences she had. So I was like, yeah, I had one last night, which I did. I had one last night and I don't feel that good today. So she said, ew. I said, playfully, you know, oh, don't judge. It's like, okay, you're saying you did this. Then I say I did the same thing relating. And then you say, ew. It's like, okay, yeah, this is not beginning well. So, what's it called? Let me not put my dogs on the screen. I have nice feet, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, I've gotten compliments on my feet, but that's weird. You gotta pay for that. OnlyFans, hit me up. Nah, I'm stupid. So crazy Koki, right? I say that like to relate, and I'm like, oh yeah, oh don't judge. I haven't. She said. Oh, she said, ew, why? And I said, oh, I haven't had one in a while. And it was a Warhead's sour watermelon flavor. So I was curious. So she said, I was trying to figure out why, but she said, that's weird. But then again, you're weird. It's like, okay, so we're taking shots out the gate. You know, it's like, I said this to relate to you. You did the same shit, so I guess you're weird too. Like, to be called weird by her too is just, it's hilarious. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. You know, if you've seen shit not hurt my feelings on here over the years where people have said horrible shit, so I don't give a fuck if you say I'm weird. It's just weird that she reached out and then had that type of energy, you know, where it's just like, what is this? Like, I am relating to you. You're the one who posted about Four Loko. Like, I just said, oh yeah, that's true, basically. And you're like, ew, actually, you're weird for drinking it, even though I drink it. Like, it's weird when people are that far up their own ass where they don't realize the hypocrisy. I'm just like, you are literally posting about doing this same thing, but somehow, like, I'm bad? Like, I'm very confused by this. This is like, I didn't do shit. She's just not very bright. That's what I'd say. She thinks she's really bright, but she's not very bright. She's not very bright. Why did I sound like that? Fucking up my voice. Probably need some more water. But yeah, I don't know. It was hilarious, though, to me. She is honestly one of the weirdest people I've met. She believes that there's, like, government agents lurking on every block, like, surveilling you and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I don't think that's what's going on, you know? You sound crazy. So for you to call me weird, I'm like, maybe I'm normal then. If, like, someone that fucking weird thinks I'm weird... This whole time I thought I was weird. Maybe I'm actually normal. That sucks. I want to be weird. Nothing wrong with being weird. Weird people accomplished everything in the world, I'm pretty sure. Because you had to do... How do you accomplish things? By doing something different. You know? That's how... If you were doing the same shit, that wouldn't be an accomplishment. You know? You accomplish things by doing something different. So, I'm thinking... We're all good. But apparently, I'm normal. It sucks. Like, if she's that weird and she thinks I'm weird, it balances out to where I'm, like, normal now. So, sorry. And now we're going to hit some New Jack levels of L.A. douche, okay? I know that's hard to believe. Because New Jack is, like... I don't want to say he's ultimate L.A. douche because he's not really L.A., you know? It's like... I thought about that. It's like, you didn't, you know... You... claim to be born in LA, but I wonder how LA people feel about it, because you're like, you try to paint yourself as Mr. LA. And a lot of people do that who ain't really from there, you know. Like, I'm from there. I'm not going to trash the IE like he does. I think that's goofy. It's like, you spent most of your life in the IE, bro. Like, you know, it's kind of, you're kind of dissing yourself when you do that. But anyway, we're going to hit new jack levels of douche. It's hard to believe. Yes, I know. But I mean, okay, so I've dated literal published models who get paid for their work. So when these like mid-face girls that I've been talking about, would they get on their high horse and think they're better? I'm like, in what way? You know? Because they're based on looks. They think that they're like just flawless, flawless beauty. There's a girl recently that rated herself a 10, man. And I'm like, honestly, you're probably a 6 or lower in a lot of people's books. So it's just weird. Like, the delusion. These girls get their heads pumped up. It's like, not everybody can be the prettiest girl out there. And it's not even necessary. Like, work on other parts of your personality. It's like, you think you're pretty, so you don't work on anything else, and you think it's I can be a bitch because I'm pretty. And it's like, that would be true, but you're not that pretty, you know? It's like, yeah, pretty girls do get away with that. You ain't that pretty, so it just feels like you're fucking up, honestly, to me. Anyway. I don't know, lately I felt I'm going to hit LA levels of douche again, so New Jack LA levels of douche. So Cali girls kind of suck lately, honestly. They're very entitled. I mean, they live in the best state, to be fair. So I think they expect like more than other girls in other states and stuff in general, I would say. These Cali girls. So the foreign girls that I've talked to, for the most part, have been really sweet. The girls in other states, they've been really sweet. They seem more appreciative. The Cali girls, a lot of times, everyone could be the time of day because they're just like lining up options and stuff like that. And it's like, you say one wrong thing and you're just canceled forever by them. In fact, I might have got canceled today by a girl because she sent me super sexual stuff. So I was like, okay, I guess that's what we are. And so she posted a picture of her with like long hair whipping people and stuff. And then she posted one where she posted like a video of her in a cowboy hat, or I guess a cowgirl hat. And I said, oh, you should ride me in that hat. Like, kind of joking, kind of like, you know, well, maybe I would. But she ends up deleting me off of that. And the weird thing is, it's like, she's been sending me nudes. She's been getting like super flirty and stuff. So I just found that so weird. But the only thing I can think is that she might actually have a boyfriend and he might have had her phone because he filmed a video and that's the last I heard from her. I responded to the video that he filmed. I didn't know that he had her phone. I don't even know who this guy is. I don't know if it's her boyfriend, but it's kind of weird if you think about it, right? It's like, wait, this what's going down? Like, now I'm like, she didn't block me. She just like deleted me, I think. It was weird. I didn't know why. It didn't make sense to me. But hey, if she has a boyfriend, that might be why. Maybe it's the boyfriend. He might have deleted me. He might have been like, nah. I gotta take that off. That music. Sorry, I was like, I had like an update on my phone. Actually, I was just watching a girl bounce her titties around. I'll be honest with you. Caught me off guard. I was like, what? Just on Facebook, like I had Facebook open over my phone, just titties bouncing around. Crazy. Anyway, let me check my email real quick. Update you. Is there anything interesting in there? There's nothing in there. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. The foreign girls seem to appreciate it more. It's like, I blame social media, though, honestly. I think girls in America get real inflated egos off of social media, the clout they get, you know, the little, like, could be a real average girl, she could blow up on there. It's like, well, damn, what happened, you know? How did it get like this? Social media is just out of control. It really inflates people's egos a lot, and, like, I can't do it personally. I can't co-sign. But if you can be yourself around them, if you can't be yourself around them, you won't be happy. You deserve to be able to be yourself. That's an important thing to remember with dating, is, like, if you can't be yourself around this person, like, how do you expect to be happy? It's like, oh, I just have to play this character all day. Like, they don't like me when I'm not in character, but when I'm in character, they like me. Stuff like that. It's like, you gotta reevaluate there, you know. So you gotta always be able to be yourself around people. Don't let them judge you. You deserve better. That's what I would say. So I've been reflecting on some friendships lately. It's like, are you my friend if you can talk shit all day and I can, and I, like, I could take it, but you can't, and you get butthurt about it, but then you don't invite me to any of your events and stuff like that, you know? Are we really friends at that point? If it's like, you live isolated from me, I don't hear from you very often, every once in a while you resurface when you're not in your feelings, because you're being in your feelings about something that some girl did to you, so you disappear. It's cyclical. It happens, like, every year, it feels like. So I'm wondering, like, are we really even friends? Because, like, I feel like a friend would be more excited and enthusiastic to see you than that, you know? Like, in this case, it's like, oh, you don't really care. You know, you're just making it through, I guess. But, yes. I don't know if we're really friends at that point. If, like, I can't make the same jokes that you can make because you're sensitive. Like, friends should be able to joke with each other and tell each other anything. So I feel like that's a bad look if I can't do that with you. Like, it makes me wonder if we're really friends. I don't know. I got to reevaluate that stuff. You get used to people. It's like, oh yeah, we've been in each other's lives this whole time, so we must be friends. It's like, not necessarily. Like, there's a lot of stuff. But if you, don't keep toxic people around. Like, truly toxic people will try to make you think that you're the problem. Truly toxic people will, like, shift the blame to you when it's like, they could do something horrible. It's like, well, I did this because of how you treated me. You know, it's like, yes, I killed this person because you made me feel bad about myself. It's like, that doesn't even make sense. I thought it was funny. Like, that doesn't make sense. But in South Carolina, random story that I'm telling you, South Carolina, these daycare workers were arrested for running, like, a child fight ring. I bet, the Hillary haters are probably rubbing their fingers on that one. Like, ooh, is this the proof of the existence of Pedogate? Like, no, I don't think so. It's just a, it's just like an off-brand thing. Yeah, let me adjust positions a little. I gotta get into it. Let's get after it. Sorry, this computer took forever to update. That was so annoying. It's like, I did a show a few days ago. How does this happen? But yeah, so two South Carolina daycare workers were arrested for running a child fight ring. And I don't know, I thought it was kind of funny. We actually did that in elementary. Like, nobody, there wasn't an adult involved, but we had a fight club. We would just beat the hell out of each other. Well, really, I would beat the hell out of people. I don't remember ever getting beat up. It didn't last forever, but it was fun. We just go fighting. You know, kids don't know how to fight, so I wasn't in any real danger. I did wreck them, though. No, I didn't wreck them, but I felt like I won. I remember winning. Like, yeah, Which is funny in retrospect, how much of a winner I really am. You know, I just keep winning at life, and I deserve all of it. Just kidding. So, you know, I'm gonna get into a section that you love, a section that you appreciate. What is it? We'll see. But okay, so we're gonna get into KZR reviews. So this week I saw the Midvilles, some Marvels, but I'm calling it the Midvilles because it's kind of mid. It was not the most entertaining movie. It wasn't terrible. There's moments I like, moments I didn't really like. It just felt like it wasn't written that well, maybe, or something. But I liked it, you know. I liked it okay. I didn't dislike it enough not to recommend it. But yeah, it was a little rough around the edges. There's good parts, there's bad parts, you know. So it was interesting. The Midvilles. The post-credit scene was better than the movie, though. They had a cool post-credit scene. If anyone is like a fan, I suggest that, yeah. But I felt like it was decent, you know. I think it was the victim of like people just having superhero fatigue. So no matter what it did, it would be a failure, you know. That's what it feels like to me. But yeah, I give it a 6 out of 11 Zeus slaps. God. I thought it was okay, you know, had its moments. But the post-credit scene was better than the movie, you know. I just thought that was weird. And that might be a good movie, the one that's going to lead into. But it's just like, why did you make this movie that just feels very safe? It isn't getting anything done. Seems silly to me. But yeah, that's what I would say. So Midvilles. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. I do have, actually, yeah, I have a philosophical question for you. So, if these musicians, if they don't write their songs, they don't make their beats, they don't even create the melodies, you know, they use like reference tracks, and they use auto-tune, are turkeys, if they don't write their songs, if they don't make their beats, if they don't create melodies, and if they use auto-tune, would that be a diss to musicians everywhere? Because to me, they're more like karaoke singers at that point. You know, you don't write your songs, you don't make your beats, you don't even really sing like that. You're basically a karaoke singer at that point. I didn't notice it before, but now I do. But anyway, if they don't do any of that, I feel like they're just karaoke singers, just glorified karaoke singers. Like you're literally singing someone else's song, and I mean you're getting the credit for it. It's just weird how that's become more acceptable. I'm like, that's not artistry, honestly. I don't think. So I thought that was weird. I know a girl that like this girl that will like sprinkle some Miles Davis and John Coltrane into her stories when really just to seem like she has some more culture, seem like she's more knowledgeable. But yeah, she'll sprinkle it in there, but she really listens to Sexy Red. She promotes Sexy Red all the time. And I'm like, well, I guess neither of them are really known for their lyrics. But I mean, it just feels like you're capping. Like, I doubt you're really listening to John Coltrane like that. Because it doesn't seem like you enjoy that type of music. You just know that it looks like classy. It's like, oh, if I put jazz on my story, people will think I'm classy. So I think it's pretty funny. I see through it. Yeah, and I see through this next statement. Lil Yachty said that hip-hop doesn't have originality and creativity these days. Speak for yourself. That's hilarious. There's plenty of creativity, plenty of like good stuff that comes out. I don't know, maybe he's insulated and only listening to the couple mainstream acts that popped this year. That could make sense. But it's not good, honestly. It's not serving him well. That's what I would say. Shout out to Prince, one of the best musicians ever, you know. I think that's pretty undeniable. Like, the fact, I mean, he played all those instruments, he wrote his songs, he could actually sing, he could perform, you know, had like the stage presence. So he warned us that people are going to keep sampling to the point where they just sample stuff that's already been sampled. That's exactly what has happened. A lot of the like top hits now is just people sampling stuff that's already been sampled. And it's like, and they're making inferior versions of it. Like, and now I know how boomers feel. I've talked about it before, but I'm like, this is why boomers feel like that. Like, you know, you're sitting there and it's like, oh, I remember that song. Our songs sampled their songs. And now these new songs are sampling samples, and it's just makes you feel old, you know. I don't think all of them are bad, but most of them are pretty bad from what I've heard, where it's just like, well, this was pointless. Oh, good example. Actually, this isn't even a sample. A sample is just a straight up sample. That Ice Spice Nicki Minaj Barbie Girl remix, it seemed so half-assed to me. People ate it up. I was like, this could have been like way better. I don't know. Honestly, it felt half-assed. Like, lyrically, for sure. It was like, and that it seems funny to even critique that, because it's like, well, yeah, it's a dumb song in the first place. It's like, but it felt like a lot of the problem was like just what they did to the beat. It just like was weird that they chose to go that route. I didn't think it sounded good in that way. But yeah, yeah. He warned us, Prince. Yeah, I would say definitely one of the best musicians ever. You know, like the whole package, just he had everything that you could want in a musician, I think. So that's what I would say. Someone who, staying along the lines of the music business, so this Lizzo dancer came out and said, well, for one, she told us that she got fired for secretly recording Lizzo, which is like, yeah, probably. I mean, most cases you get fired for that. You secretly record your boss and they catch you. I mean, certainly in California, you can't just record people without their consent, you know? So if you did get fired for secretly recording her, that makes sense. You can't do that. But not only that, but she decided to tell us all that she wet herself, like she pissed her pants. And I'm just like, because she was so, the way the article painted it first was that she was so afraid of Lizzo that she pissed her pants. And really, it sounded like she just held it too long. Like, as you're hearing more of what she said, she held it too long and she didn't want to go to the bathroom and get in trouble. And it's like, well, okay, yeah, maybe she created a bad work environment, but you got to speak up for yourself. Like, you got to go to the restroom. So she ended up pissing on herself, and then she wore, she couldn't find any clothes, but like a see-through, like, skirt or whatever, see-through bottoms, basically. So everyone could see everything when she's dancing up there. And I'm just like, I don't think you had to do this. There are other ways. I guess she started just dancing with the piss on her. Then she changed into something. Then they told her to change again or whatever. I don't know. It was just, yeah, that's kind of on you. Like, why did you, I mean, you pissed yourself. She didn't piss your pants. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it seems like there was a lot of like mistreatment and stuff, but I think in this case it's like you chose to piss your pants. You can't be mad at Lizzo for that, you know. I always had a bad, like a weird vibe from Lizzo, so that stuff, when that happened, I was like, damn, I kind of knew it, you know. I kind of knew it somehow. Just that phony vibe, you know? Get that phony vibe sometimes. It's like, yeah, there's something weird going on there. It's exactly what it was. The whole, like, female empowerment shit. And it's like, oh, but you're actually, like, a dick. You're a female dick. I think that's probably one of the most apt words to use to describe her. You dick. But yeah, music is in a weird place. Here's the thing though, I'm an optimistic person because I think there's so much good shit out there that I find all the time. You know, you just got to look for it. You might not find it in the mainstream. Make it popular. That's cool. You want to be on the cutting edge, you know? You want to be a hipster? Find new shit that people haven't heard, you know, or most people haven't heard, and promote it. You got the power. You could do it. You and your friends, you wanted to promote people that were good, you know, that didn't have the following. It could spread. You could start a movement that way. So it's just, people just think too small sometimes, I think. And they end up being their own worst enemies in that way. Like, we could make things so much better, you know. We just, like, choose not to, weirdly. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, yeah. So I was scrolling through Yahoo News, right? Just, I don't know. That's usually when I'm on Yahoo, that means I've scrolled through everything else. I ended up there, you know, it's like, I'm just killing time basically. Probably a little, I would say bored, because I feel like I always find ways to entertain myself regardless, but not the most entertained if I'm getting onto Yahoo. So I'm like, I'm still doing something that I find interesting. Just seeing the news, sometimes I'll keep in touch with the news. And there were at least three articles about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. You know, and I'm just like, why? Is this necessary? Is this maybe, I don't know, this is a really rough estimate. Maybe 20 articles on the page. Usually there would be one article about a subject. They're just like going hard on this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. And like, one probably would have been fine. I don't know why you needed three on the same page. You know, it's just interesting to see how much the media covers that, because they go hard. It must bring them clicks and stuff. You know, it really must. I'm not surprised in that way, because they will talk about whatever for clicks, whatever they can do to generate some clicks. So, yeah, three articles about them. I didn't read them, but I didn't even look at the headlines, really, but I noticed that there were three. I was just like, why? Like, why are there three? You know, I think one was about her saying something at a concert, like changing the lyrics of a song or something. And one was what, like, it was like about, like, oh, she's just gonna live her life now and she'll tell people that she's dating him or whatever. And it's like, okay, do we need an article for this? Just funny, the weird infatuation we have with, like, pop stars, you know. I don't care about any of them, but people in general have like this weird infatuation. It's like, I don't find that interesting. It's like, I got my own life to live. I'm not worried about like who somebody's dating and all this, like, let them do it, whatever. I don't care. I really don't care. But one thing that would be interesting. So there's a conspiracy theory, right? About, like, I guess Taylor Swift is one of the worst offenders when it comes to flying private. She flew private. I don't know. This is a guess again. I saw the number. I don't remember it off the top of my head. I want to say she flew private 170 times in a year, which is like every other day, basically, flying private. It's something like that. And it's like, I don't know how you justify that. You know, but this is a conspiracy theory, right? So she was getting some bad publicity for that. And the first day, the first game that she showed up with Travis Kelce was a Jets game. So now, if you look up Taylor Swift and Jets, apparently, or Taylor Swift Jet, apparently, it shows her at the Jets game and not, like, the first bunch of results are that. So it really, like, buried that lead under there of her on the private jet. So some people think that she did that on purpose. So she wouldn't have to, like, answer questions about the private jet thing, about her flying private that much. So that's a lot. I mean, that you really got to be making an effort to fly private that many times. So, yeah. I actually kind of believe that. I think that I could see that being a thing, like her team, like, you know what, let's get out there and, you know, do something related to the Jets so we can get rid of this stigma now. That's what it feels like. I could totally see that happening because that's what they do. You know, it's all marketing stuff. And I guess it worked, you know, I guess it worked. But now, is what if, like, what if the NFL, because they like this relationship, they promote it, they talk about it, they have the commentators talking about it all the time. Like, if she's at the game, they'll cut away from the fucking game and show her in the stands. So, which I don't think most football fans like, but it's bringing some type of audience. Like, the Swifties are like, oh my God, it's our girl, you know. What if the NFL actually starts rigging Chiefs games, which I think they already been doing anyway. You see some of the shit. Like, I think they rigged two Super Bowls for the Chiefs, pretty much. Definitely the Niners one. You know how that is. What if they start rigging games because it's like they don't want to piss off the Swifties, you know, or because it's actually, that's not the main reason. What if they start rigging games because it's good business? Because this is bringing viewership and business, this whole them dating. So for her boyfriend to win, and then, like, she'll probably end up doing the halftime show at some point. She does the halftime show, her boyfriend wins the Super Bowl, you know, like, and then it's just like a massive story. I could see that happening. I could see that happening, honestly. I feel like the NFL is the most rigged of any of the leagues. It's because it's probably, for whatever reason, it's like the easiest to rig. They have that pass interference call, one of the biggest calls in the game, and they can choose to let it go, not let it go, and they'll find you. There will be dick riders that will take either side, you know, like, willingly, like, oh yeah, well, it was pass interference, or no, that wasn't pass interference. Like, it's such a eye of the beholder thing, but they seem to manipulate games with the pass interference call or no call very often. To me, I feel like I've seen it a lot. So I wouldn't put it past them. Like, Travis Kelce, let's watch now. Let's see how many pass interference calls he gets, like, going his way. Any questionable calls. I could see it. I could see it for sure. So don't put it past the NFL. They're all business. They're all business. That's why Kaepernick still doesn't have a job, even though, like, a bunch of trash quarterbacks since Kaepernick got released and not re-signed, so many trash quarterbacks have played. There's definitely been space for him on a roster, so it's just crazy that, like, they did that and not enough people cared, you know? It's like, well, it is annoying that he said he wore a shirt making fun of the cops, you know? Freedom of speech just doesn't matter, I guess. But anyway, is Taylor Swift, I'm thinking about it, is Taylor Swift so popular? She's an inspiration to all the mid white girls out there, all the mediocre white girls. They're like, oh my God, I'm just like her. if she can get all this, then I can too. Is that what it is? Like, they see her and they're like, oh my god, I'm mid too, Taylor. I'm mid. I'll pay $1,000 to watch you sing mid songs. It's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sit here in my mid diapers and shit my pants all night to you, Taylor. I can still do the voice. Oh my god, girls. Okay, we're going to take shifts and like one of us is going to wipe the other's asses. Oh man. That level of fandom is so weird to me, cuz like from the outside looking in, it's like, okay, this is like a pretty average artist. Nothing really special. A lot of the lyrics are really simplistic, you know. I give her credit for playing instruments and writing her songs, you know. I've never heard any lyrics where I was like, oh my god, this is like some next level shit. So I don't get it. I really don't get it. But I don't know, I'm not a mediocre white girl. I'm a mediocre white guy. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe that's what it is. No, I don't know. But fair play to him. Enjoy what you want to enjoy. You know, I say this stuff for comedy purposes. I get a laugh out of it, so don't mind me. But I do think that this whole... I think that she gets a little too much credit. I think that's fair to say. You know, I don't think that's hating to say she gets a little too much credit. So that's what I would say. Like, she... Taylor Swift has won more. Here's a friendly reminder. She has won more Album of the Year Grammys than the entire genre of hip hop. That stuff like that is wild, you know? It'd be interesting to see. And even the stuff that. So I might be missing something, but I believe the only hip hop albums that have won are The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and Speaker Box in the Love Below by Outkast, and neither of those albums is really like a full hip-hop album, you know. So it's kind of funny. It's like, the for sure the Speaker Box in the Love Below doesn't have much rapping on it at all. So I don't know, it's just kind of funny that. And she's won at least 3 times, maybe 4 times. So we only got two hip hop albums that have won. I'm gonna look up an interesting stat right now. I want to see how many black women have won the Album of the Year Grammy. Be interesting, because there was an article that one hasn't won in a long time. It's been a black girl that won of the year at the Grammys, because white girls win all the time. Only 3 black women have won Album of the Year. Yeah, wow. Oh, that's interesting. So these are the 3, according to this. It's probably true. It's probably true. So yeah, like I said, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill in 99. Before Lauryn Hill, Natalie Cole won for Unforgettable with Love in 1992, and Whitney Houston won for the soundtrack to The Bodyguard in 1994. That's it. Crazy. So let's see, how many does Taylor Swift have? Taylor Swift Album of the Year. Swift, they love that white girl, they love her so much, the Grammys. Album of the Year, let's see, Taylor Swift Album of the Year. So she has won Album of the Year 3 times already for Fearless 1989 and Folklore. She could be the first artist to take the prize home 4 times. She has the most Song of the Year Grammy nominations ever. Yeah, man. I don't get it. It's mediocre to me. That stuff annoys me. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Just sit in there and it's like, so many deserving artists, you know. She has more than Michael Jackson or Prince. It's just like, that feels fucked up. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. I don't. And if she becomes the first with four, she's won more than the Rolling Stones. Like, it's like, that just is wild. I mean, I don't respect the Grammys much, to be honest. So it doesn't matter to me. I don't look at it like, oh my God, how could they? But it is like baffling that like they keep rewarding this, you know? And I could see why Kanye was annoyed in a way, because it, and that was early on though, you know, but now it's like you stack that and she keeps beating people that are more deserving, and it's like, this is some bullshit. And is she gonna win for like a re-release of an album where she re-recorded it? Because that doesn't feel like that should be a thing, you know. I'm sure she'll win again. In her whole life, she's going to win again. It's just so weird. It's weird to me. I don't know. But anyway, that's enough of that. I need more co-hosts. This is a lot of work, you know. 2 episodes in a week. This is a lot. So we need more. You think an hour's worth of funny shit has happened between like Saturday and Monday? No. Not at all. So I'm really like doing my best. I think this went okay so far. We're still rolling a little. So we got, first we had Sleepy Joe, but now we got Drowsy Dawn. Now Donald Trump is like slowing down and he's like forgetting where he is at these rallies. He's pulling plays from Biden's playbook, and that's not cool. You got to give him credit, you know. You can't be Drowsy Dawn and not acknowledge, like, yes, I got this from Joe. You know, that's what you got to do. Give him credit. So, so dumb. On, like, kind of a sadder, weirder note. So, my dad told me that my brother would rather, nobody could drive him, or if my parents couldn't drive him, he would rather take the train than have me drive him, because I'll try to talk to him. And not prying, just making conversation. But I was just like, is that real? It's about an hour drive. Like, if that's true, for one, for my dad to even say that is just weird in the first place. It's like, why are you telling me this? But also, if that is real, that's really sad, because a lot of people in this generation after me, this younger generation, they are like deathly afraid of interacting with people. Like, they don't want to talk. But then like him specifically, he'll yell at people on games for like 8 hours a day. So that's so crazy to me that like, that little bit, because I barely talk to him. I don't even talk to him every day, you know. Even every day I see him. Yeah, yesterday, I don't think I said much to him at all. I said hi. That's pretty much it. Yeah, didn't talk to him. Because they're telling me it's like too much. I'm like, for real? Like, even when I do talk to him, it's for like a couple minute bursts at a time. Just crazy. I don't know, but it might not be true, but I get that sense though, honestly. Like, it always feels like it's a chore to talk to him. Like, he doesn't want to be doing this, and it's like, why is it that bad? It's like, you're trying to talk about stuff he actually wants to talk about or might find interesting too. So it's just, I don't know. I worry about that. Like, they're just eroding people's social skills so much, you know. And it's sad. So hopefully he'll be all right, man. I guess on a lighter note, what's it called? Someone randomly thought that I was Bradley Cooper. I don't know. Maybe it's like the hair, like this long hair and like the colored eyes. Like mine are like blue, or no, mine are green. I think his are bluer, but yeah, it's pretty funny. Never got that before. That's a new one. So I don't, obviously we don't really look alike, but there's like enough of like a very slight resemblance that I can kind of see why they thought that. It's kind of funny. It's just enough for it to be funny, I would say. So, yeah. And now, KZR's boards. So, the Niners are beating that ass, though. The Jaguars got stomped 34-3. That Chase Young, Nick Bosa combo looks dangerous. They're flattening him. They both hit Trevor Lawrence, like picked him up off the ground. Like they're back. I think they're back. Brock Purdy had a bounce back game. People were talking a lot of shit about Brock Purdy. It's like had a couple rough games. So does everyone. I think missing Debo is a big deal. It makes the whole offense click. It's weird. And they had other injuries and stuff too, so I don't know. I think he's still a really good quarterback, and it's like they want him to fail. They want to be right about, oh, he's the last pick. He's the last pick in the draft. He's not going to be able to succeed. And it's like he's the reason why Trey Lance isn't there, because I don't think they gave Trey Lance enough of a chance. He barely played. He played in like a handful of games and kept getting hurt. They traded him. So I don't know. It feels like that was why. It's because he played so well. It's like, well, if someone plays that well, how are you going to give it to another guy that's still learning the game? But I actually think that Trey Lance will have a decent career. He just never really got a chance so far. So if he gets a chance, it'll happen. He's at the Cowboys right now. So he's not that likely to get a chance unless Dak gets hurt, I don't think. Or Dak just plays horrible, I guess, but Dak plays just well enough to keep his job, I think. But he might end up getting traded. Like, if I could see that, and then maybe Trey gets a shot. Because, like, they won yesterday, but it's like they can't win the big game for whatever reason. It's like some weird energy around there. It's like Clipper energy. The Clippers are struggling lately. Damn. I'm not even going to talk about the Clippers. So the IBF stripping Terrence Crawford is so stupid. He fought the best available opponent like months ago, and they're stripping him because he has to have a rematch with Spence. It was like in the contract. So the IBF is stripping him. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, he fought the best guy. Why would you punish someone for that? You should be kissing his balls, IBF. Honestly. Crazy. And fighting Spence again is not like, I don't think that should happen right now, or maybe ever. I don't know. Definitely not right now, but if it was in the contract, he's just honoring the contract. So there was probably going to be a rematch no matter what. So you could have stripped him before that or let them know. It's just weird. But I think it's stupid to strip someone for fighting a good opponent. It doesn't make any sense. And even fighting him again, like that's not a bad defense, That would literally be the first time he defended that belt, right? So that's just silly. It's like, so his first defense can't be against a top tier welterweight that's only lost one time. Like, doesn't make any sense. Oh man. So my brother played against CJ Stroud. It's pretty trippy to think, because I watched those games, like I was at those games, and he's having one of the best rookie seasons ever, like right now. I think he has 15 touchdowns and two picks. Like, that's crazy. So he's putting up numbers, and it's kind of cool because, like, being from the IE, it's just a lot of times the IE, him being from the IE, I mean, the IE gets overshadowed by LA, and kind of, people from LA talk shit about the IE, and they think they're better than the IE and stuff. So it's kind of cool for the IE to have like a really highly successful athlete like that. So I thought that was pretty cool. He even shouted out the IE on national television when they asked him, because he put up 470 passing yards in a game, and he shouts out the IE, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And Nas is shouting out the IE now because Hit Boy's from the IE. And it's pretty cool, pretty wild, honestly. So yeah, impressive. The Lakers won the opener of this in-season tournament against the Suns. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know what they're doing with this in-season tournament, but I guess we'll see. And then the Lakers beat the Blazers 116-110 without LeBron. So they're kind of getting it together a little since the last episode a few days ago. they've come alive, you know. Well, they got a couple solid wins, so good for the Lakers. They're getting it together. Kind of funny, though. Because it's like things can't change that fast in the NBA. So, yeah, I think that'll do it. That'll do it for KZRL Sports. And, you know, now we move on to other things. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. 1 second. Actually, not 1 second. Like, no, closer to a second than a minute. Wait, you couldn't see that. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. Track, funk it up one time from the front to the back. Get crunk, get drunk, smoke blunts to the Shrek. Funk it up one time, front to the back. Get crunk, get drunk, smoke blunts to the Shrek. Don't try to fight it. You know you want it. Don't lie about it. Let's go to funk it. Don't try to fight it. You know you want it. Let's go to funk it. Smooth on the beat like cocoa butter. Move on the streets like slow-mo shutters. Ladies flashing crazy passion. Way she's acting made me blastin'. Zach been out for funky action. Funk reaction once she taps in. Blunts keep passing. Yum relaxing. Come we maxin'. Hunting cracking. Backseat loving. Front seat macking. Everywhere she wants me smacking. Run she's ragged. Stunt each bracket. Love's complete. It's done. We cracked it. Let that rain that comes be past tense. Shoulda got it from me back then. Now we ain't giving dummies traction. Stacking, honey, come see Zach win. Funk it up one time from the front to the back. Get crunk, get drunk, smoke blunts to the track. Funk it up one time from the front to the back. Get crunk, get drunk, smoke blunts to the track. Funk it up one time from the front to the back. Get crunk, get drunk, smoke blunts to the track. Funk it up one time from the front to the back. Get crunk, get drunk, smoke blunts to the track. Don't try to fight it. You know you want it. Don't lie about it. Let's go just funk it. Don't try to fight it. You know you want it. Don't lie about it. Let's go just funk it.
Gotta hit that falsetto every once in a while. I don't know why I took these off. That was Book of Grav, as you know. Thank you all for listening. This was fun. Went better than I expected. Well, exactly as I expected, in other way. But yeah, it has been fun. I've enjoyed the time with you. I hope you enjoyed this time. This episode went a little long, actually. I don't know how I had this much content in me. Busted all this content out on you. Busted all these content nuts. But anyway, I'm going to have a lot more clips of this. I think that's the best way to promote this show, and I should have been doing that, but it's just hard to find the time. And yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend. I think we're making a solid product here, quality product. And yeah, until next time, this is Life in Zero Gravity, baby.